Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is confident Australia has responded well from the coronavirus economic recession, but warns there could still be some weak job figures ahead. Unemployment has fallen for the sixth month in a row. It is now at 5.6%. Mr. Frydenberg also revealed the government has secured an extra 20 million Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines.
We've secured 20 million extra Pfizer vaccines. They will come later in the year. But we can only roll out that vaccine as quickly as we get the supply. And the complications with AstraZeneca are not the ones that have just been seen here in Australia. They're ones that have been seen more broadly.
The government is considering allowing vaccinated Australians to travel overseas for essential reasons and be given the option to quarantine at home when they return. Prime Minister Scott Morrison warned Australians to prepare for 1,000 COVID-19 cases per week or more when international borders reopen. It comes as Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says people will likely need a third COVID-19 vaccine dose within 12 months of receiving the first two.
There will be a need, based on this data, for revaccinations. We need to see what would be the sequence and for how often we need to do that. That remains to be seen. A likely scenario is that there will be likely a need for a third dose somewhere between 6 and 12 months. And then from there, there will be an annual revaccination. But all of that needs to be confirmed.
Europe's COVID-19 situation remains serious as virus-linked deaths exceed 1 million. Dr. Hans Kluger, Regional Director of the World Health Organization in Europe, says about 1.6 million new cases are reported each week in Europe. Addressing recent vaccine concerns, Dr. Kluger says the risk of blood clots is higher for those infected with coronavirus than those vaccinated against coronavirus.
For now, the risk of suffering blood clots is much higher for someone with COVID-19 than for someone who has taken the AstraZeneca vaccine. WHO recommends it to all eligible adults to gain protection from the SARS-CoV-2 virus as quickly as possible.
Lawyers for relatives of people killed in the destruction of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 have told a court hearing compensation claims for emotional distress have been filed. 290 relatives and partners of victims have filed compensation claims against the four suspects charged over the fatal incident. Lawyer Arlette Shins says that while no compensation can offset the loss suffered, it can provide a feeling of recognition when it comes to moral damage and offer a feeling of justice. All 298 people on board that plane, including 38 Australians, were killed when the Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur flight was shot down on the 17th of June 2014. Australia's environment ministers are planning to phase out a range of plastic products over the next 4 years. Lightweight plastic bags, straws, utensils and stirrers are among the list of products to be eliminated by 2025. South Australia was first to ban single-use plastics in the state in March. Victoria, Western Australia, the ACT and Queensland plan to phase out and ban certain items by 2023. And in sport, female Australian basketball star Shyla Hill has been drafted by the Chicago Sky in the women's NBA in the United States. Ms. Hill is the daughter of Australian basketball legend Shane Hill, who played in the NBA 25 years ago. 19-year-old Hill had a great season with Townsville Fire in the women's NBL and was awarded the competition's Youth Player of the Year. I am Marcus Megalokonomos, and this is SBS News in Easy English.